12, verses 1 to 19. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts chapter 12, verses 1 to 19. Now about
that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church,
and he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quarterns of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Verse 6. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bounded with two chains. And the keeper before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, Cast thy garment about thee, and follow me. And he went out, and followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were passed in the first and second ward, they came unto an iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Verse 11. And when Peter came to himself, he said, Now I know of surety that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of Jews. And when he had considering the things, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. Verse 14. And when he knew Peter's voice, he opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, Thou art mad, for she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said that, It is his angel. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Verse 17. But he beckoning unto them with a hand to hold their peace, declare unto them how the Lord has brought him out of the prison. And he said, Go shew these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. Now as soon as it was day, there were no small still among the soldiers what was become of Peter. And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keeper and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode. Amen.